This gentleman had a fantastic Sheffield Shield. Moses Enriquez, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Mate, must be great to get some runs. Went up to Queensland and didn't tee off, but then to come back here, do it against Tasmania, and get that century. 13 years and 2 days from your original debut, mate. Must be an outstanding feeling.
Geez, that's a long time, isn't it? Well, thanks for reminding me. it was a nice feeling to get out there, especially when the big boys come back to play for New South Wales and we're sporting such a strong team. To be able to, you know, join in the big difference in the match was that partnership with Steve Smith of almost 200 runs, where, you know, batting wasn't all that easy across the game. It was slow going, so that really changed the game, that partnership.
Mm. Well, tell us a little bit about what it's like to bat with Steve. We saw his heroics over there in the Ashes series, and statistically now he's the second best after Don Bradman. But when you're out there in the middle with him, what's it like batting with him? Does he talk a lot to you? Does he encourage you? Does he keep to himself? We know he's got his own little way and style of going about things, but how does he help you down the other end?
Yeah, he definitely does have his own way. But he's incredibly patient. You know, he's, when he walks out to bat every time, he's walking out with the intent of grinding down the opposition. And at times it can, if you're playing the comparison game, sometimes he just makes the bowling look so slow from the amount of time that he has at the crease when he's actually facing other bowling. So it's, he can sell you down the river a little bit if there's a quickie on and he's making the bloke look like he's bowling 120, but he's actually bowling, you know, 140, 145. But just from the amount of time that he creates through his unique style. I've played cricket with Smudge, as you said. It's been 13 years since I debuted, and he only debuted a couple of years after me. So I've been fortunate enough to play almost a decade with him. Love playing cricket with him. And it might be a little bit different for some other people playing. I'm sure everyone loves playing cricket with him, but, you know, I still get I still see that jovial young fella that debuted as a youngster for New South Wales whenever I play with him. Not the serious Australian test captain. I still see that, you know, the young kid that came through all those years ago, and he's still... It's just a lot of good fun, to be completely honest, when he comes back to play now.
Mentally, he must be so strong out there in the middle, because, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they can bat time and they're not necessarily turning over the scoreboard, and then they can get out. Whereas Steve, you know, cannot turn, you know, not be getting runs, hang in there, but still go on and get a big score. So mentally, that'd be challenging, I would think, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. His determination and resilience out there in the middle, he almost switches into another mode where he just... It's like nothing else matters other than him getting through that spell or getting through that period. You know, there's no ego involved. There's no nothing. It's just, I've got to get through this and I'm going to do everything it takes to get through it. And that's, you know, it doesn't matter who's bowling, doesn't matter if you're scoring runs or not, whatever. It's just, he recognises parts of the game that he thinks are important or that he thinks are tough, and he just, you know, head down, I'm going to do everything I can to get through this. And it's, you know, you talk about it a lot, as I'm sure you know, in sport and professional sport, about recognising those big moments and standing up. But quite often we either try too hard to stand up, or we tense up, or we, you know, whatever it is. He just has this, I don't know, he's got this incredible ability of just being able to recognise those moments and not let anything come between, I guess, his goal and the outcome.
You're on top of the table, New South Wales, as a team. It was an outstanding victory against Tasmania. The fire in the belly, we had Stuart Clark on the program yesterday, and he said that he ran into Mitch Stark after that Ashes, and he said the fire in Mitch's belly is well and truly alive, and it must make you guys as a team pretty excited that he's bowling the way he is.
Yeah, Mitch is, I mean, he's one of those bowlers that you get him on a good batting wicket where it's probably better for batting, and he just grows a leg. He turns into this absolute demon. He did like, but you know, he's actually strangely a better bowler on a flat wicket. I don't know how that's even possible, but he just lifts a leg. He wants to make the batsman uncomfortable in an environment that they should be comfortable in. I mean, and we saw that during the week, and 10 for 60 or 40 overs on like a pretty docile bowling wicket. They didn't offer anything for fast bowlers. There was no pace, no bounce, nothing. And, you know, he just went to work. He just went to town. And as Stuart said, he just, you know, he's, for some reason, he's got some fate. He's got nothing. He doesn't need to prove anything. He's obviously world class. He's as good as there is, but you know, there is fire in the belly there. And I think he's, you know, there's a certain standard that he holds himself to, whether, you know, whether he's taking wickets for Australia or he's not, but more often than not, he is. But he just holds himself to a high standard at all times whenever he comes back to play for New South Wales. Mm. And, you know, that's, again, he did it again during the week. That was one of the most extraordinary bowling performances I've seen from an individual on what was an absolute flat track.
Talking about fire in the belly, I'm sure you've still got fire in the belly to play at the highest level. And with Australia's middle order not settled going into that first test match against Pakistan, if you can continue to get runs, you know, you'll be there or thereabouts. Is that something that you're still striving to do, is play a lot more test match cricket?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if I still... Every time I train and every time I play, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to improve, and I still believe I am getting better and improving. And you know, I still think I've got a lot to add, not just for New South Wales, but you know, at the level above. Right now, I'm like, I couldn't be enjoying my cricket anymore. Whether it's for New South Wales in the one day cricket or 4 day cricket or for the Sixers, very happy. But you know, you always want to challenge yourself at the highest possible level. And, you know, I'll keep pushing myself and keep trying to get better. And hopefully if that opportunity ever arises, I'll make sure that I'm as well equipped as I can possibly be.
Mate, you've got a great record. I know you've got a match tomorrow. You're big outsiders to win the Marsh Cup overall with the TAB. I mean, Western Australia, very short there. And that's obviously to do with your position on the ladder. But over Tasmania, you're flying. You seem to have the wood over them the past couple of matches.
Yeah, I mean, our team tomorrow is borderline ridiculous with the amount of blokes coming back. But, you know, cricket, especially one-day cricket, and the shorter formats, it just takes one performance from anyone, whether it's, you know, one player on their team who just puts their hand up and says, you know, I'm going to take these guys on and perform well. You can't, you just, you know, at the end of the day, they're just names on a piece of paper, and it doesn't, as you say, it doesn't make you, there's no certainties in any sport, but, you know, we've got a very strong team lining up tomorrow. Hopefully we can get the job done. And as you say, we are outsiders, but we are still a chance, and we're holding on to that with, you know, going into tomorrow, hoping, you know, if we can get the result to go our way, you just never know in the coming matches.
Yeah, well, mate, 26 bucks, Loz. Mate, well done on the performance, as we said, in that Shield game. Good luck for the summer, mate, and you never know, dare to dream.
Exactly right. Thanks, mate. Have a good one.